Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, good evening, Merry Christmas, December the 25th, and welcome to ScaryCast. We've got a super guest on tonight, and I want to wish everybody a happy holidays. We have given Devin and Robin the night off so they can spend with their families, and I decided to go it alone tonight, especially since I had a super guest. Let me tell you about this guy. By the way, I'm Dr. John, in case you don't remember or didn't know, your first time listening. So we are at the Krampus Festival in Mount Pleasant, which is Greater Charleston, South Carolina. And there's this guy just sitting out there kind of eyeing the grill. There was a guy making some incredible Spanish food. And I saw this because, you know me, I'm in sales. I just said, hey, how's it going? He said, good. I said, what do you do? He said, well, I make beets. I said, really? We started talking, and he was one of the very engaging people that I had met in a long time, and he played me one of his beats, and it was really good. So I said, you know, I'm just going to get this guy on the show. I mean, we need to start promoting him. He's from Charleston, and I run a couple of events in Charleston, as you may or may not know, in Mount Pleasant and Somerville. And I said, we got to promote this guy. He's really, really good. So we kept talking a little bit more, and I was glad about my decision. I think he's somebody that all of you ScaryCast listeners are really going to like. So tonight, I would like to introduce, from Charleston, South Carolina, or parts around there, G-Dubs. How you doing today?
I'm good. What's up, everybody?
Well, we're just here and we're celebrating Christmas. We've many of us, and I included, have already had some turkey, and it's been great. So now it's time to get to business. Get back to the business of ScaryCast. ScaryCast does not only the paranormal, but it also does cool entertainers, and you are definitely one of them. So tell us, just start out and a little bit yourself, and then I'll ask you to tell us a little bit about your music and how you do it and why you do it, and then we're going to listen to this. So first of all, tell everybody about you.
Well, I'm 33. I work at a steel plant for my day job. So usually when I'm not working, I'll go out and play some pool or something, or go find a brewery like the one I met you at, or go find a bar to hang out at, I'll come back home and start making music. And I'm always looking for new people to work with too, just in case any listeners are trying to get in touch with me or anything. My Instagram is GDubsBeats. That's GDUBZ and Beats, and you'll find me right there. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing lately, just hanging out with friends, making music, and working.
That's cool. We met on the evening of the Krampus Festival in Mount Pleasant. For those of you that don't know, the Krampus celebrates the anti-Santa Claus. As many of you might know, you know, of course, Santa Claus rewards the good kids, which is great. But then what about the bad kids? There's got to be somebody to put them in line. So that's what the Krampus does. He's a little bit scary looking. We had a couple of Krampuses out there, and all I got to say is thanks so much to Ghost Monkey Brewery. They are just wonderful people. They've got great their own brew, which is Ghost Monkey, and they always have a food truck when we come out there to do caricatures, and we're out there and having a great time. Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling, was our featured guest. It's always great to have Papa there. And then as I said, we met you. So tell us a little bit about, explain what are beats, how did you decide to start creating them, and a little bit about your creative process. I know that's a lot in one sentence, but just see what you can do, because I think people would enjoy hearing about this. Then we're going to listen to some of them.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the creative process. It'll probably be the easiest one to answer right off the top.
Okay.
I'm more of a experimental producer than a hands-on one. So I'll more like look through sounds all day and look through different effects and do different stuff to other different stuff until I actually find out like what I want to use. But then when I find it, then after you find it, you just gotta it's all drum and bass after that, and then you could like you could pause the beat for a split second. You could reverse it. You could flip it upside down or whatever you want to do, and do whatever you want with it pretty much. And then, I mean, that goes with sounds too. If you find any sound, like you could put it on Fruity Loops or The Reason, and you could put like tons and tons of different, like you could do tons of things to it. And that's, I just kind of experiment and then when I find what I want to use, then I'll make a beat to it. And I think I started making beats is because in school I was in band, and I was the percussionist, like the snare drummer. And ever since then, I just know my drum patterns, and that's how I kind of that's how I know like how to make them. I'm not really much of a keyboard player, but like I said, I have a full keyboard, and I experiment, and you know, I find what keys sound good and stuff. And
yeah,
I think when I started doing it, I didn't like expect to start at all. But my friend, his name's Garrett, actually, he gave me a CD one day, like I think it was like 10 or 11 years ago. It was in my early 20s, but he gave me a CD, and it had Fruity Loops 5 on it. And Fruity Loops Studio is like your basic DAW software, like you could just make music on it and beats or record on it, whatever you want to do. And so I took that, and I grabbed my favorite rap CD, and I just tried to start remaking the beats on the CD. And I still have those beats actually too. But I started remaking a couple beats off that CD, and that's the first two that I ever made just using that program, kind of learning it by myself. And I just kind of taught myself over the years, just been interested in it.
Wow, that's kind of cool. I mean, I don't really think I told you this, but I'm a composer as well. And I actually wrote an chord song, Trailer Park Rock, for Myrtle Manor. So I did that one. I did there's kind of a cult song that never really got recorded, gone out there, called Bury Me Deep. That's actually my song. And you might have heard it. Just, you know, we never recorded it or anything. Well, I did record a version, and I just threw it out there on the internet. A lot of people listened to it, and they enjoyed it. And, you know, I've done some other things, so I understand. I'd say my take on the creative process is I'm pretty much a melodic composer. I hear something in my head and write it down. I know some people, as you say, an experimental composer, you try different sounds, you see what works. Well, the way I do it, which I think is, you know, exactly the other way. If you look at the yin and the yang, I guess
I'm not
the composer. I just hear it in my head and write it down. So I'll give credit to MindSpeak or whoever, whatever great composer just popped a song in my head and boom.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess you and I are like on opposite ends of the spectrum, but they both work, you know. And I just love it when I get a song in my head. I have to find some paper, draw some music staffs on it, and write it down. Then I can forget it. And I think a lot of times I get my song. I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, do you have that moment, maybe 10, 15, 20 seconds or a minute, when you're kind of in between sleep and awake and you're trying to get awake?
Yeah, I think everybody has that.
Well, that's exactly, if I'm going to write something or get an idea to solve a problem, that's exactly when I get it. And I have a pad right next to my bed, and I grab it and I start writing it down so I don't forget it, because very, very soon it will go away. And so I write it down, and you know, later on, if it's music, I'll go to the, I'll just go sit in front of my computer, and I'll just go ahead and write it, because I don't really, I play keyboards. I made a living doing that for quite a while, but I don't really need to play anything to actually get the song written. So it's just kind of, and I enjoy it. And I'll tell you what, maybe sometime I'll bring over a couple of the things that I've done, and maybe we can see how we can fuse them together. And
oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. So I'll certainly talk to you about doing that. I mean, it's always good to have friends in Charleston, as I'm kind of moving my base from Myrtle Beach to Charleston. I love the town. I meet so many great artists and all that. So yeah, that's something we'll try to do. Now, how did you start doing? I mean, basically, you just got a CD and you said, "I got to learn this," and you went and learned it, and that was it. That's really the story, right?
The CD had a cracked version of the Fruity Loops program, Fruity Loops 5, and I just popped it in the computer, and I was like, "Oh, this is kind of cool." Like, I used to play this game called Mario Paint all the time for Super Nintendo, just because it would let you, like, I don't know if anybody remembers that, but like, it'll let you put all the little Mario heads on as the music notes, and then you had like a bunch of different other heads that you could put to make different music notes, and I would sit there and play with that, like, when I was real young. But that Fruity Loops was kind of like that, but just a lot more advanced. Like, you could do a whole lot more. Like, you have way more sounds you could use, and basically you could just make a song right there on the computer. So I was just really interested, and I was like, "Oh, this is like Mario Paint, like times 100 or 1,000, you know?" So yeah, I started doing that, and then after I made those two remake beats, I was showing them to all my friends and stuff, and I mean, I was definitely ready to start making more. And every time I had a little idea in my head, I'd make another one. I got hundreds now, probably close to like 300-400 beats.
Wow! And so now we're gonna be playing four of them today. And if someone wants to get these, where do they go? What's the link and what's the platform and how do they get them?
Okay, well, the easiest way to get to them, they're actually going to be on BeatStars, but the easiest way that I can explain over the phone right now is at GDubs Beats. If you go to that Instagram, and once again, I'll spell it GDubzBeats at GDubs Beats.
Okay.
Instagram, and then Instagram allows you to have a link. So you want to click on my link, and that'll bring you to the BeatStars page. And I lease as low as $15.
Okay. And this is funny. So BeatStars, well, I've got a show that I run called Comic-Con Star. Well, actually, it's called Pop Culture Stars now. So it's cool that we're talking to a beat star today. That's great. So, all right, the first – I want to go ahead and play one so that people can hear how cool this is. The one I want to play first is Little Mastermind. Tell us a bit about it.
Okay, well, me and my brother actually made this beat actually a couple weeks ago, because he was just like, "Hey, you want to go collab on a beat?" And I was like, "Yeah." So he made the little sound that you hear in the beat, and I actually took when I took over, I actually took the sound and put it in reverse, so it's going backwards instead of forwards, and then I just made the drum and bass to it, and that's pretty much it. I've been more of a minimalist, I guess, nowadays, because I try to do more with less. And I used to make crazy, a bunch of different sounds and everything, but now I just try to keep it at one sound and just try to let the beat ride. Like,
all right. Well, in the next 1 minute, or in the next 4 minutes, it's 4 minutes and 40 seconds, we're going to listen to Mastermind. So we'll be back with G-Dubs here in 4 minutes. This is really cool, and I like it a lot. Ready. right. Here we go from Jeb's Beats. We got Mental Mastermind. You know, it's interesting. When I was listening to it, do you remember, this may be before your time, but do you remember the time that a song was played backwards on a record, Lord knows, on a 33 RPM record, and it was just gigantically popular? Do you know, this is just kind of a history question of music. Do you know what that was?
I know what a 33 RPM record is, but I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was the Beatles. It was actually from their Let It Be album. And it was just amazing. People really gravitated to it. And what they could hear as a DJ would play the record back, they could hear the words, Paul is dead. Because there was a very famous theory that Paul McCartney died, which we've actually come close to proving that he did. And the gentleman that's Paul McCartney now was actually a singer named Billy Shears. But that was kind of all back in history, and we don't like to talk about that. You know how that is. But yeah, when they used to play this song backward, it kept saying, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. And then they re-engineered it so that it went forward, and they put in there. So, you know, playing things in reverse hasn't been something that music has forgotten. And it sounds like and I could tell that you were going backwards because of the shape of the envelope of the tone. So that's really cool. What gave you the idea backwards?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Yeah, I said, what gave you the idea to play that song backwards? It was really a good idea.
I was just experimenting, really. I was like, it sounds good forward, but, you know, how can I make it sound better? So it kind of went backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards, and that was just really a loop, pretty much. Like, you know, after somebody puts lyrics on it and actually makes a song out of it, then you could actually go and really engineer it and do what you want, make it go with the song better, you know?
Yeah. Well, that was great. Well, I'll tell you what, when we get together in your studio and do some collaboration, I want to hear it going forward, not retrograde, but and going forward. And I think that'll be cool. That might be something we might want to play here on the show one day. So hey, thanks on that one. That was a really good one. Now let's do Signals. I haven't heard Signals, but tell us about that one, okay?
Signals, I made it a long time ago. I made the sound a long time ago, and I never did anything with it. And one night I was just, I've been trying to get my beat CD together, and Signals is one of the first ones that I actually found that I liked. So I was just looking through my computer one night at old stuff that I, you know, like, I'm sure a lot of producers have this in common with me. Like, you'll just start making something and then you'll stop and then leave it and forget about it. I have so much mm-hmm. stuff on my computer that I like has been forgotten about, and this is one of the forgotten about sounds. So I heard it one night and I was like, dang, I gotta do something with that. And so yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. I did a little bit more with this beat than I did with the last one, though. This one has more cuts and drops in it and stuff, and I really like this one. I'm actually trying to figure out what I want to do with this beat right here. I kind of want to send it to somebody, you know, who's, I think it has a lot of potential, but yeah, this is my favorite one.
Okay, that's cool. So for the next 3 minutes and 19 seconds, Signal from G-Dubs. Thank you. All right. Signals by G-Dubs. That's great. Now, how did you, what was the inspiration for that? I mean, that really, that's strong. I agree with you. That's a super thing, and somebody could really use that. Do you remember what your inspiration was, or were you just, again, experimenting, and it all worked out?
Well, the sound, I don't really remember how I made that sound, but yeah, I just found it that one night, and then I started making a beat, little snare and bass to it, you know, and it happened. Sometimes it just happens like that.
You know, you're right. Even when you're a melodic composer like I am, you know, you can remember what you remember when you get a song in your head and you write it down. But then once you play it and start working with it, just some things become very obvious that you can do to it. So that was a good one. And now all of these, as you said, they're going to be on Beats Stars, right?
Yeah, my Beats Stars page. The page is called the Butter Beats Academy. So the Beat Stars link is kind of long. So like I said, just going to the Instagram page would be the easiest way to explain how to find it. But yeah, the Butter Beats Academy is actually me and my brother's beat page. So both of our beats are on there, kind of just like why have two different pages when we could just use one, you know?
Exactly. And what we'll do is, I'll make sure that this link is up on Sperrycast on Christmas Day when the show will be up and people can listen to this edition of Sperrycast and they can go enjoy what you've done. So I'll make sure that happens. You can shoot me a link and we'll make sure it goes like that. So look, thanks a lot. And I wanted to say again, Merry Christmas, everybody, from Sperrycast. Our guest is G-Dubs, and we are talking with him about being a composer of beats. Excellent, excellent stuff. And we want to thank our two sponsors. First of all, Vindicated Entertainment. That's Vince Baker, and he's got a couple of great games, including Spell Slingers. So be sure to check out VindicatedEntertainment.com. Also, we want to thank the Crypto Crew, Thomas Markham and Tony Filosi, Paranormal Investigators, Movie Makers, and of course Tony Filosi is one of our co-hosts on Sperrycast. Co-hosts on Murder 123 every Monday night from 10 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. So be sure to catch Tony on Murder 123 and check out their page, thecryptocrew.com. They also have several movies on Amazon Prime, so check them out. They're great, they're interesting, they're entertaining, and they're spooky and paranormal. It's kind of what we deal with here on Sperrycast. And tonight, as we've said, our guest G-Dubs, he's got some great work. Now, the next thing that I wanted to play is this beat called Gimme That. Just a little bit about that one, if you don't mind.
Okay, this one's very simple as well. I've just been on a minimalist kick. So I just been finding one sound, you know, just making sure the beat goes good to it, and then leaving a lot of space to where you can actually hear like lyrics to it. So you know, it seems like that's what I've just been into lately. So this one is just I took this sound that I found off a splice and I started experimenting with it, and I put it on Fruity Loops, and yeah, like this slow motion kind of effect, like that it changes a four count to a three count and like slows it down and makes it like it makes it sound cool. So I put this effect on it, so it's really just kind of a slow motion. I put an echo on it too, so it like drags out, but it's just one sound. But this is actually the beat that at the end of this beat, this is the one I sent you to if you wanted to consider it to be on your Murder 123. This is the one I was talking about.
Well, that sounds good. And by the way, I'll let you know that we'll play that next because I actually was able to get this thing out so that we could play it right here on our show. So first of all, 2 minutes and 1 second, Gimme That, beats from G-Dubs. Thank you. All right, that's great. That is Gimme That, another beat from G-Dubs. That is super. I'm going to go right now. I'll for the theme song or title track for Murder 123, which is Monday nights, 10 p.m., right here on murder123.com. G-Dubs, you ready?
Yep.
Great, here we go. Center of the criminal mind. Dude, great.
Yeah, I thought you might be able to fade that one out once the drums start or something, let the drums start and then make it go lower and lower or something.
Yeah, we'll do that. And that lets me say something like from the middle of the criminal mind. That's perfect. So you will hear this Monday night. Monday night 10 p.m. on Scarycast. So that's gonna be great. Thank you very much. You have just met with infinite approval on that one. It's wonderful. All right, so what have we got next here? We've got another one from you, which is, let me get to it, which is Solftude. Did I pronounce that correctly?
No, it's actually supposed to be Southside, but I just spelt it funny because I already got another beat called Southside.
Okay, Southside. That's cool. All right, so
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the impetus for this one.
This one is just like some horns, like kind of like trumpets or trombone sounding. And I just made them, it's just like going at a steady pace, I guess. And it's the same thing pretty much, like the kick I'm on now. It's just I made a sound that I like. Or actually, I remember how I made this now. I was trying to make I was making beat videos for a while to put on Instagram. And
yeah.
I was making a beat video and another beat had these horns in them. And then I was like trying to play them on the keyboard, right? Because I was trying to film myself like while I was playing the beat. So I was sitting there messing around with these sounds, like trying to learn how to play that beat again. And I started playing it this way and I was like, oh, I like that. So I just started a whole new beat and I just laid this down real quick and then went back to what I was doing. And then I came back and put like drums to this one. That's how I made this one.
Okay, great. So here we are with Southside, another great beat from the one and only G-Dubs, 3 minutes and 12 seconds. We'll be right back. going to have to talk to you about using part of that for Scarycast. That's just perfect.
Really?
I mean, that's as much Halloween music as I've ever heard, so that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, they all kind of got a scary feel to them.
Yeah, this one is definitely a Halloween thing. And what I can tell you is, I mean, this will be some great music. Believe it or not, I have been asked to run the Halloween events at Bay Mountain Park in Kingsport, Tennessee. This was right after the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference, and I was looking for some music. This is perfect. So I'll talk to you about that, and lots and lots of people come up to Bays Mountain Park for Halloween, so it's going to be great. So
awesome.
I tell you what, we have enjoyed talking to you, and it's been a lot of fun to get to know you. Tell everybody just another thing or two that you want everyone to hear, and then they can go on the website. They can see a link to your beat page, which is, what is it, Butter Beats?
Yeah, the Butter Beats Academy.
Butter Beats Academy, and we'll have a link to whatever else you want. So just talk to us a little bit more. Is your time.
Okay, well, basically what I'm doing right now is I'm just trying to get involved. I'm really looking for artists. So if you're an artist, please follow me on Instagram and I'll follow you back. Cause I want to listen to the music you're putting out. I want to come to your shows. I want to come to events and I want to meet you. And I want to get involved with the music scene. And, just like I told my friend the other day, like I'm just trying to get something popping, man. I'm just trying to make some music. So the beats are up there for lease if you do want to lease them. But if you're local to here, then I'm trying to find artists that have a following and that are really doing it. And I'm trying to come to the shows. I'm trying to come to events. And I'm trying to put in some work. So please give me a follow and I'll definitely follow you back because I'm interested. I got a playlist on my phone that I put all the local artists' music on one playlist and I shuffle it and listen to it. And I just love local music and I love making my own music. And so give me a follow and hopefully I'll get to meet some more people and keep things going. I'm definitely excited about those events you were talking about in Charlotte.
Yeah, we've got a number of events going on around, and we're going to have one in Charleston here in probably about 3 months. I'll let you know, and we'll get you there. We'll get you there with a booth, and you can meet people, and they can listen to your music. And I think it's great. I think it's important to support local music, and that's wonderful. The project you're doing, support local music, because if we don't have local music, we don't have regional, and we don't have national or international,
mm-hmm.
do we?
Nope.
That's right, and support is important. Well, look, thanks so much for being on Scarycast tonight, our Christmas version. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and happy everyone. It's the season to be good to people, so always remember that. And we'll be back next week. Robin and Devin and I and Tony will probably be joining us as well, Tony Filosi of the Crypto Crew, and we'll have another Scarycast. So, G-Dubs, thanks a lot. We will talk to you soon. Take care.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
You got it, buddy. You take care. And in honor of you, here's our new Scarycast theme. Take care.
All right, man.